These two people are from Goma. These pictures show really that the first one was just reading some emails, or maybe he was reading some papers, or maybe he was just watching television, and he got a surprise. It was about a message about a case of Ebola in Goma. And he was so sad, so afraid. And this second one, he was thinking about the kidnapping in Goma, and perhaps also the rape, and any other things. So they are so afraid. And they were just asking many questions. Finally, what will happen? Still the Lord taking care of us. That was the question that these two people from Goma, unfortunately, you didn't acknowledge them. But when I was just thinking about this case, and I thought that we should read the text of Mark chapter 4 from 35 to 41. These two pictures related to Mark chapter 4 from 35 to 41. Let's read the word of God. Mark chapter 4 from 35 to 41. Mark 4. 35 to 41. Let's read the word of God. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, he took him along, just as he was in the boat. He took over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Brothers and sisters, our life is like a boat on the lake. And what we are facing is a storm. And the waves are breaking over our boat. But fortunately, we are not swamped. We are about nearly swamped, but not swamped. Amen. That's what we are facing in our life. Disciples was in the boat. The wave broke over the boat. On the left, on the right, everywhere, but they didn't swamp. The other thing that we can find in this verse is that the powerful God is with us in our dangerous journey. Our journey is comparing with a boat, and our events are like storms. Even though waves broke over the boat, it's like sickness, poverty, unemployment, discouragement, rape, but still the Lord is with us. Amen. The second thing is on the verse 39. Can we just project the next slide? Can we read the verse 38? Jesus was in the stern, sleeping in a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" That's the question. They are in the same boat with the Lord of Lords. They are in the same boat with Jesus. They are facing storm. The problem was not the storm, but how did they interpret the event? Disciples interpreted the event that Jesus do not care if they drown. On my side, I was thinking that disciples condemned Jesus. They asked him, "Maybe we are not important in your sight. Maybe you are not aware of this situation. Maybe you are not compassionate about this situation that we are facing. Don't you care if we drown?" That's the question that we are asking to the Lord every day. And that's what happened in our life. We condemn the Lord. We want Him to respond quickly to our needs. We want Him to feel like human being. The Lord of Lords, by His power and His grace, He makes something on verse 39. He got up, He rebuked the wind and said to the wave, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. Jesus rebuked the wind and said, "Quiet, be still." So brothers and sisters, Jesus is near and close to His people to declare life and promotion. Amen. God is unlimited. He's aware of all events in our life. His power is above everything. When people declare that they are going to die, the Lord Jesus declares that they are going to live. The Lord is near him. He is speaking to the wind. He is speaking to Ebola. He is speaking to kidnapping. He is speaking to poverty. He is speaking to sickness. Quiet. Be still. Things will completely be calm. Amen. The next slide. Then Jesus Christ asked them one question. Why are you so afraid? I should ask this question to many of you last week. Why were you afraid last week? And right now, why are you afraid? Can we give some answers? Why? Perhaps we are not afraid. But when I just looking on you, I see that you are very, very sad. It seems like you are afraid. Even though you are not speaking, you are not telling it, but you are afraid. Now Jesus this morning is asking, why are you afraid? That's the question. Let me say, brothers and sisters, that fear is a normal human emotion. And it's easy to ignore our fears and hope that they will just go away. Unfortunately, they rarely do it. If you don't face your fear, they will control you. There are many kinds of fear that we are facing. Fears of public speaking, fears of clowns, fears of needles, fears of strangers, fears of flighting, fears of many things in the world. But the Lord this morning is asking us, why are you so afraid? It's a question. Why? Why are you so afraid? Next slide. The Lord is asking us this morning to start facing for fear. How to do it? To convince ourselves that our fear is irrational. You are fearing something that we don't know. Number two, don't think about your fear too much, for it could consume you. Number three, expose yourself to the fear a little at a time. Avoid reading statistics about your fear, or your fear will become worse. Choose one fear you may want to face. Realize that you are not alone. Jesus is with you. Make a list of fear. List of things that scare you. What are they? Where do they come from? What are their origin? When do they seem to crop up? When do they seem not so bad? How do they make feel? Just make the list of things that you are fearing today or this week. Next slide. The Lord is asking another question on verse 40. Do you still have no faith? That's the question. Fear, it's a normal emotion. But do you still have no faith? The Lord is still there. Can we read Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8? Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. The Lord is the one who will go before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Amen. The second text. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 6. So keep the command of the Lord your God by walking in his way and fearing him. The next text. Do not fear. I am with you. Do not be afraid. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on to you with my righteous right hand. Be sure that all who are aroused against you will be ashamed and disgraced. Those who contend with you will become as nothing and will perish. You will look for those who contend with you, but you will not find them. Those who war against you will become absolutely nothing. For I, the Lord, your God, hold your right and say to you, do not fear, I will help you. Brothers and sisters, casting all your care upon him because he cares about you. Don't say that as disciples spoke to Jesus saying, Teacher, Master, don't you care if we drown? The next text, I think it's the end. Brothers and sisters, this morning, the word of God is encouraging us to fear not, but still believing that the Lord is with us and is taking care of all the storm that we are facing. May the Lord bless his word. Amen.